We are very privileged, hallelujah, today. We are very privileged for the time when we are living,
brethren.
God has given us absolutely the best He can. He is giving us the power to overcome. He is giving us the courage to overcome. Amen. He is giving us everything we can have, the blood, the word, and everything is coming to conclusion very soon. Somewhere 2,000 years ago, God has started His creation, and He planned, He gave Himself a time budget of 6,000 years. The word in Genesis 1 says that Lord God has created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day.
The
Bible is also revealing to us that with the Lord a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. God is therefore revealing to us that He is doing the creation in 6,000 years. In Genesis 1:27, we have read, that the Lord decided to create a man in His likeness and in His image. It reads, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. But a few scriptures down, we agree that God is only half Job.
Right.
Because from one aspect, we are like God. We are body, soul, spirit in the same way. In the same way as God is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. On the natural realm, everything with God is like God. Everything you know about your body is taken from the Lord. We have eyes to see, ears to hear, hands to
hear.
We have right hand stronger, like God. We have feet to walk with. Yet God is working on a man. Because the first man was made a living soul. But the last man, last
Adam,
which God is just about to finish soon, it's the Spirit giving life. God is going to finish His product. He's still busy creating and working. Can you say amen? Do you desire to be sons of God? Do you desire to be fully compatible with the Lord.
Amen.
I have two news for you. One is good news, one is bad news. And then I have good news also. The good news says
Hallelujah,
you can become sons of God. The bad news is it's not for free. It's actually rather expensive. Amen. So now you have a question. Oh my, can I afford it? And the good one is this. Can I afford it? And the good news is, yes, you can afford it. It'll already cost you everything you have. And if you are now checking your wallet, you are looking the wrong direction. Your wallet is not everything you have, brethren. The Lord is requiring much more than that because He's going to give you much more than that. If you are taking money, the only thing you will be expecting from the Lord is money. And you know, brethren, we have to understand money are not everlasting, are they? A rich man died. And somebody asked, I said, how much did he leave behind? And his secretary replied, everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He left behind everything. He took nothing. So let us not be looking at things which don't have. Let us look at things which are bringing something everlasting to our soul. God wants you to sacrifice your time. He wants you to sacrifice who you are in your nation. By the way, do you know that there are no Filipinos in heaven? They should say, oh, you are a typical son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, brethren, when I got saved, I got excited. Because I have up to there believed there is no God. And then God showed me, yes, there is a God.
Oh,
and you know, I was thinking, and I said, well, okay, there's a God, but is He available for me? Can I have a lot of questions? Can I ask Him questions? Can I spend some time in His presence? Is He coming to earth once a billion years or is He? And I was shocked to realize that He is interested in me more than I in Him. And He said, I realize He is actually wanting to become my father. He is not a philosophical opinion. He is a person.
Amen.
Not only He is willing to talk to me, but He is willing and most able to make me like Him.
Hallelujah.
But you know, brethren, God is not to be mocked.
He's not to be
mocked. Amen. He is light and He's holy. We cannot come in His presence in the way we are. We don't extend the presence. This presence will consume us. Because there's no darkness in Him. There's no darkness, brethren. The closest we ever got on this earth is the laser. You know what laser is?
Laser.
It is the most purified light
we have.
You cannot come in the presence of
nature.
It would go through you, pierce you. And the Lord is a zillion times more purified light.
More purified.
Amen. Hallelujah. So brethren, I want us to realize that the calling which is there is a great calling, but we are to pay for it. I have asked the Lord in my way of thinking those days, and I said, Lord, I want to go with you to the university degree, spiritually
speaking.
And that meant for me the highest in the Lord. And Lord agreed to it. And you know that there was in the church there was a sister I was interested in. I went, and because I had some revelation, I said, well, let me pray if it's the will of the Lord. And I told her, well, I didn't have enough revelation, so I told her, and I said, well, you know, listen, we have to, before we go anywhere, we have to pray if this is the will of the Lord. In my thinking is, yes, if I want it, He wants it. But He says, no. So I'm sitting there alone in my room, and I didn't expect it.
Oh,
And you know, I had to get out, and I'm walking in the town, and I'm asking the Lord, so why are you doing this to me? You know, I'm there weeping and you know, crying because the Lord told me no. And the only thing the Lord has told me was, I thought you wanted to go to university level degree. And I said, yes, Lord, I want to. And it says, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. Do you still want her? You know, I had to pay some price. I had to wait for my real wife to come. I realized I have not to choose in my, for my life. Because the request to the Son of God. Means you are on your own. So, if you are saying in one prayer, I want to be Son of God, you are also saying with the same breath, I will not be looking around. Do you still want to be Son of God? Are you sure?
Amen.
Yes. It's a great calling.
Yeah.
But you cannot have both. It's impossible. You cannot give your mind both to the Lord and to the devil. You cannot be speaking with the same mouth, word of God, and then curse and complain and gossips. The Lord says, be holy, I'm holy. Are you going to obey me in asking the Lord? Can I trust you? Can I trust you? Hallelujah. You know, I was saying I was maybe 16 years old. 16.
Yes.
And before I was a heathen believer. And I had to go through all the things the 16-year-old people had to go through. My first conference when I attended, it was hot and I had shorts, kind of that short. And my shirt was kind of no shirt. It was a tank top, and I think it was more tank than top.
Oh, did you get to my mom? I'm not going to get to my mom. Jadi gayo na ngayon.
The brethren were speaking about it, and I was not hearing it.
Oh, ang usa kay so nagapamulong may tabo niya na pero wala niya tumasulod sa ipon ako na.
Till somebody came to me, it was a man, and he told me that I'm tempting him. Not only I have changed my clothes, I have burned it. And I stress, I will never again wear anything like this. How can I at the same time inspire people to walk in God and at the same time tempt them? What do you want? What are you selling, brother? Or sister? We used to say, if you don't sell, don't advertise. Amen. Sisters. Brothers. Amen. If you don't sell, don't advertise. We cannot be stumbling block at the same time and inspiration for the Lord. If you want to be sons of God, brethren, hallelujah. You know, God requires that we walk holy. The priests, when they were supposed to enter into the holy place, there was a strong requirement. Amen. It was not that they could have come any way they wanted. The description, by the way, the description of the clothes of the priest is much longer in the Bible than the description of the tabernacle, brethren. The Lord cares what we say. The Lord cares what we wear. Cares. He's a Christian. It's important for
him. Importante kayo na mag-regular kita sa atong pagsulod niya.
Yes, the Lord cares what we say. He cares for what we wear as clothes.
Ang atong Ginoo nagalang sa manggod. May tungod sa atong panapanakot.
Because it expresses. It expresses our desire and what is in us.
Okay, lalawan ng kini, kung kinsa kita, kung sa atong gitinuha.
The Lord wants to speak to us.
Ang Dios nagsulti kayo din si kanato.
But He cannot speak to us if our ears are not tuned to Him.
Oh, dili siya makasulti, makapamulong kanato kung kita dili maminaw kaniya.
If we are used to listening to things which are not of God, we will not be able to hear God.
Kaya kung makapamina magod kita sa mga mutang na dinigiyas, Ginoo, dili ang Ginoo magkapatayang hindi ka na.
And He requires when we hear Him that we do what He says.
Tungod kaya na kinahalan magod kini na kung ang sa isusi sa Ginoo din hindi ka na ito, kinahalan nga ato ang mong buhat.
I once remember, and it was a time where God already revealed me who my wife will be.
Akong nahinumduman sa diyan na ang akong asawa, mahimo na kayo na akong pangasawon.
I was in one city in the capital, Prague, visiting brethren.
Diyan ko sa kadapit din siya na bisita sa usa sa iyang mga eksonan dito.
And my fiance was a few hundred kilometers away in a school.
Nalang siya yung fiance. Distance siya ko no, ang iyang ipoyan.
Yeah, maybe you can say I was in Manila and she was in Luzon. I'm listening to the brethren and the Lord kind of taps on my shoulder.
Oh, Adunay kamo gatong kay ang gipasan.
And he says, Martin, I want to talk to you.
Oh, ninga ni gibisitahan nga sa kay John. Martin, magigistorya ko kanimo.
You know, very similar. He's talking to me like this very often.
Oh, sa kasagaran, ako niya ang ipamulo. Panin kayo, dayan kayo.
Today I'm walking there, going to get some fruit juice.
Oh, sama sa lita ko may nangyayon sa dito, ito ang siya ng juice.
And I hear, hey Martin.
Oh, dunay kami naman yun, oh, Martin.
I look around, there's nobody else. I said, yes, Lord, what is it?
Oh, kasi ako may tawag sa mga doktor.
And somebody's pointing me out. So I looked up, Brother Bird is calling me there. Brother Bird is calling me there.
Okay.
It didn't surprise me at all because I thought the Lord is calling me. That's
not
But that day, the Lord says, I want to talk to you.
And I
said, the brethren, I said, excuse me, the Lord wants to talk to me in private. So I kind of make a step and said, Lord, yes, what is this? And the Lord says, there is a meeting now in this little village and a school. Alright, and who about it? And the Lord says, they are struggling over a scripture. And this is a scripture, and this is the question they have. And not only this is the question, but this is my answer, says the Lord. This is the answer for their question. And I said, all right, well and good, but what do I do with it while I'm here? Okay. And there are 300 kilometers there. And this is the days where there are no cell phones. No internet, no communication. No computers available. So I'm saying, well, what do you want me to do? And he said, I persuaded your fiance, who was in the church, to go in the city, go to the post office, find the phone booth, and call you because she knew where I was. So I said, all right, and I went back and I was waiting for a call. And they really went, the whole fellowship from the school, they went to the city, find a post office, find a small phone booth, if you remember what that is. They fit in maybe five people, the rest is waiting in front of it. And she calls me. So the phone rang and I picked it up and she goes, hey Martin, we've got another situation here. And I said, say nothing. The Lord told me already, let's say some money on the phone. This is what you are doing. You have a meeting. This is the scripture you are struggling with. And this is the question and this is the answer. Amen.
Amen.
We save some points. We save some points for phone. You know, the Lord wants to speak to us.
Maulamin ang Diyos gusto kinsiyan mo para yakinigin ako.
The Lord wants to lead us.
Gusto niya magiyahan kita niya.
The Lord wants to be our God.
Gusto niya namahin mo siyang Diyos sa itong kinabuhi.
But we have to choose that we will not listen to other things.
Pero na kita sa pagpili kung gusto ka kita ka dili maminaw o dili mo tanaw sa mga mukha na tuwas ko.
And you know, when the Lord tells us to do something, we will trust Him and believe He can do it.
Kaya kung gusto tinagaya ang Diyos, kinahan nga ato siyang tuuhan o gato siyang saliga.
You know, my mother didn't like that I became a Christian.
Abi rin niya, kung inahan ko, ang kipagkakay, ginahin mo kung Kristohan.
You know, when I was 16, I was studying high school.
Kaya sa niya nagigat ako kay Isaias, nagtuon ko ko niya sa high school.
And she didn't like the idea of me being Christian.
So, wapi sa kaangay sa mga paagi sa Kristohan.
So our decision was, when I was 16, said someone in second grade,
oh, kaya nagigat siya ni Isaias, wala siya lang nahimong desisyon.
One day, I was just washing dishes at home. And she says, well, you're old enough now, why don't you go and take a leave?
Leave,
bye-bye. And I say, well, maybe like between second and third grade in the summer holidays, when there's no school, I can, you know. And she says, well, actually, next weekend is Easter, and I thought I would do a major cleaning, and I could clean the whole house if you are gone by then. So if you can move by Friday, it'll be great. Okay. So there I went. You know, now it was not easy always. You know, from when I was 16, nobody was telling me I had to study. Nobody was telling me that I should eat or go to sleep. Except one person. My father. My Heavenly Father, that is.
Hallelujah!
You know, brethren, I didn't have anybody but
a
father. But I
realized
how good Father He is. How much He cares. You know, He was taking care. He was providing well beyond what I needed. He gave me a shirt. Oh, praise the Lord, I had a shirt. You think, what do you mean? Well, it was great to have a shirt. I mean, what shirt? And then I had some old type of trousers. And there was a wedding coming, and I kind of had the same shirt and the old trousers, nothing to wear for the wedding.
Wedding. Oh.
Yeah. And then the brethren came from the States, and there was some clothes, and the only thing which fit me were nice, beautiful pajamas.
Oh, God.
So now I have my wedding dress. Thank you, Lord. The Lord was good. The church says we will fast. I was in trouble, I couldn't fast. Because I had no food. And I said, Lord, I cannot fast, I have no food. And the Lord says, all right, go out. So I go out, and the Lord says, do you see a kettle there? And you know what kettle is? From the rain?
Puddle.
But it's raining?
Water puddle.
There's a real puddle.
Like a candle?
No, like on the street, there's water
puddles. Ah, and I'm out.
And he says, go to this puddle and reach there. So I go to this puddle and I reach there and I have a fun. So I took the money, I went to the shop and I bought some bread. And I brought the bread home, put it on the shelf, and now I can fast. My fiancé at that time, my wife now. I have a wife and four children, I'm sure I told you. This is the same lady, which was a girl then, going with me to school in the school bus. And she remembered, especially in winter when it was not summer, but always when I washed my one shirt, and one sweater and one trousers in the evening. The shirt and trousers were okay, but the sweater was still wet. And she knew that there were about 17, the bus took 1 hour, about 17 stations, and in the middle, the sweater was dry already. So if you want to know how long does it take a man to dry sweater in different weathers, ask me. I have a lot of experience. But you can know one thing. If you met me that time, I was the happiest person in the world. There was no problem, brethren. There was no problem. We walked with the Lord. And we were working and working and talking and talking. And I knew if it would be good for me to have 5 shirts, he would have given to me. And people felt sorry for me, and I said, you have nothing to feel sorry for. I'm doing very well. And I really was. I missed nothing. I went to a conference one day. And I really felt bad because I couldn't pay anything towards the conference. kinabayan sa pagrehistro na lang. Everybody's putting money together that they can pay, and I have nothing to pay.
Wala talaga mga tao naghahanap ng mga palaro nun, pero siya wala pa.
And then I took my dirty trousers I had in my bag and I was doing something.
Yan ko ang mga hugaw bulimon pang mga kasulit ito.
And I reached to the pocket and there's $20.
Kailangan ko sa kaso, okay? Tugnaw yun.
then just go home first, get your sweatpants under those, and then you can walk and you won't be warm. So I go home. I take my sweatpants. Then I put my normal pants on it. I have a shirt and my famous sweater. And I had a hat. I'm ready to go to walk these 80 kilometers to visit parents. My trousers, they look big. And the whole time it's raining. So finally, after all these 80 kilometers, I come there, ring the bell, and you can imagine what is standing there. And the whole time I was saying, Lord, why are you doing this? I was saying, Lord, I mean, isn't there another way? There are unbelievers. I'm making a total fool out of myself. And I know when the Lord gives a commandment and then says nothing, he's not
changing it.
You know, I came to this home. They were talking
to me.
And they were so upset. My wife was, well, not wife yet, but my kid, very embarrassed, of course. I was hoping they would send me home immediately and I would gladly walk back. The father, however, decided. He says, no, you will sleep over and you will go back in the morning and I will give you money for the bus. I had to sleep in his pajamas. And I was not Mr. Important, I was Mr. Total Loser. Not even the doors were talking to me in that house. And you know, I went back home. And I said, Lord, why did you do this? And the Lord said, I wanted to see what is
obeying
me.
And I wanted the parents to know that you obey me. And I want you to show the parents that you really love their daughter. You know, the parents have had that. They love us dearly. The mother got saved. You know, and the Lord prospered us that I can take care of the family. But from that time, they knew we obeyed the Lord.
ang pagsugod ni Ato Kadawa na ibaluan kayo sila na kami nagtuman ngayon sa sugod.
And whatever it came to God, they had the respect and the yield God is talking to us.
Yes.
Oh, ikinahan niya kung ano sa isugod sa ginaminang ulit dito ngayon kita.
They ask us to work on the field with the hay.
Oh, kiawag sila ng magtrabaho sa ilang sa ato pa din yung humayan.
I had no idea I didn't understand it, so I was just helping and working. And the crowds are coming. They look up and they say, oh, we have to put everything together because it will be raining soon. And the Lord told me, tell them, I will stop it. I will give you enough sun that today it's all dry. The grandmother is Catholic. Okay, Lord. So I went and I told her, I said, the Lord is telling us that don't worry, he will stop the clouds and give us enough sun to dry all the hay today. She's experienced lady of 70 years old. She knew the clouds. She could read the heavens. She looked at it and said, well, it'll rain. But if the Lord has told you, I have no doubt. And she has enough authority in the family. She says, Martin told, the Lord told Martin that he will dry for us. Spread it all. There will be no rain. It was not about me, it was about the Lord. They
believe.
Because they had enough experience with this wet Mr. Nobody coming to their door.
Oh, dito lamang kini magsuko ng ilang pagtuo sa diyan na sinabi nila kami. Doon ay sa katawang na niyabot ka pa sa diyan sa ilang puntahan.
Reverend, Brother Mark was speaking about measuring.
Napaitiungan, kini napaitiungan si Martin na nag-isgot may tumot sa pagsukot.
You know, the Lord is choosing.
Amin nyo, ang Ginoo nag-apili.
It is available.
Oh, kanang sa katawang gawas nun.
What do you want? What do you want? You want to play church? You want to play church? You want to stay busy in the outer court? You want to do your own things? Do you want to spend time at the internet looking at things you are not supposed to be looking at? Do you want to give your mind and mouth to things which are not of God? Reverend, there is available a higher place for you. Let's go to Judges 7. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Then Jeroboam, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites
where on the north side of that my veil of Morah in the valley. So, yes.
Huwag kalangkawang kami mubas ka niya, aking tayo magpangon, o na paralunan o patutuburan sa hapon. Huwag kang po sa midyan, matiyan, dito lapit sa mihanan nila, so patagungkot sa muli, dito sa walos.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many.
O kayo kami ang Gideon, ang katawan na naupan ka nimo, dagan na kayo, alam ka na ko.
You know, brethren, there is a division.
Sabi niyo mga kaisunan, ana ay pagkubahin.
You know, there is a division. There is here. There is 8 billion people.
Doon na kayo pagkubahin. Kung kayo ginan, nalapit sa gawas, ano na mga tao sa pangkiitan ngayon?
If you want a crowd, you can go to rock concert.
Kung gusto kang dagong katawhan, mahimaw mo ka sa mga konserto sa banda.
If you want a Christian crowd, go to a Christian rock concert.
Kung gusto ka o kanang dagong tigon sa mga katawhan sa Tuhanon, ato ito. So, ato ito sa tigon sa rock na tukar.
There is a wide gate.
Kaya na halapat kaya magandaan ito.
And wide road.
Kunya lapat po nga dalan.
Where does it lead to?
Ako ay apa nasa man ang panulo?
Where does it lead to?
Asa man ang payon?
Destruction of it.
Kung dili nga ito sa pagkalaga, dili pa.
If you want to walk with the crowd, it leads to destruction.
Ay kung gusto ka mag-iuban, dadaghanan ka yung mga katawan, padulong manapit ko sa pagkalaga.
So, the first way, how the Lord is split it.
So, ang unang bagay, yung Diyon sa kinipagkabuha.
He's asking you, and he's saying, whoever is fearful, I'm in the middle of the third verse.
Okay. Nabingon siya ni me,
so now therefore go preparing the ears to the people saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead.
Gitanggin sa desa versikulo 3. Gitanggin sa ang napunan sa kahadlok o nangulong umaulit siya o kumahawa gikan sa bukid sa galaan.
So, brethren, you don't have to, says the Lord. And maybe that's the reason why you don't have too many people. Because it's free will. You can decide for yourself whether you want to. And I understand some people make decisions that they don't want to, and they are not here. Amen? So the first thing is, you have to express your desire. Yes, I want to. And be present. But Lord is saying, in verse 4, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be, and of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
O si Jehova mayon sa Gideon, sa versikulo 4, ang katawang daghan pa kayo, dala sila nga sa tutim, o sinasulayan ko, dito alam ka nimo, o may nagong sinasagatong akong igayong ka nimo, kinimagakuyong ka nimo, ang mao makauban kanimo og tungod kang kinsa ako magayon kanimo kay dili makauban kanimo ang mao dili makauban kanimo.
It was 30,000 people first.
Nagsubog kini sa 30,000 sa mga katawhan.
20,000 decided to go home.
Ang lain na to, 20,000 nipaulit nito sa ilang kabalingan.
So only 10,000 went.
O kusa na piling ano na lang may 10,000 sa mga tao.
The Lord did not bother to measure and try those people who went home.
Ang Diyos tinigay makapugong sa mga taunan.
There is no requirement.
Wala kini makapinahanglan ng Ginoo.
You can do whatever you want in the outer court and still be in church. Find yourself a church which serves the best your desire.
Makahimong ka pagpili kung asa ka gusto mo simba.
You will not be measured, brethren. But those who stay,
apan alam kanila na nagpagiling,
be ready.
Kailangan nga magpandang mo nika.
To be tried, to test it.
Kailangan andam ika mapagkasulayan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you desire, brethren, to enter in, there's a price to pay.
Kailangan nga muna si Derika pumagay.
So he brought out the people out of the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that leapeth of the water with his tongue as a dog leapeth, him shall thou serve by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink.
Ngayon sa pagtilap na ilo, pinigun mo siya, bakit dapat nagsasad siya ng muluhod sa Panginoon, upang ginagawa, muluhod sa Panginoon.
And he was saying, you know, those, everybody went to drink, okay? Everybody went to drink, and he says, the one puts body down, and he takes the water, and drinks. Okay? I still can see you. I know what is happening around me. I am still understanding I'm a soldier in control. I'm still doing the business of the Lord. In the middle of this fine my knees, I go down, but I'm still focused.
Doon yung mga tao na nagainom nga, nagaluhod lamang, o kung niya, makahimog yato sa pagtanaw.
But those who went down like this,
kapag gato kayo na nagpilat, diya sa tubig,
they totally lost the control.
Bili-bili gato mahay.
They totally lost the control, haven't they? They didn't know what was happening around. And God said,
They are not qualified.
Do you want to be qualified? Brethren, God is in measuring business. God is in recruitment business. Hallelujah, brethren, but He expects us to repent. Repent of our sitting on a fence. Repent of being half in and half out. The whole thing here, brethren,
and
I shall get out of
the
army. You know, there's selection and qualification.
You need to help me with math here. What is a number together? 100, 200, 250, 300. Am I right?
Amen.
This is the length, the Bible says, 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide. And this is the 300. This is the 300 Gideon's army. Brethren, it doesn't matter what picture you take from Bible. It speaks the same message. We can go to Ezekiel 40 and speak about measuring. We can go to Revelation 11. We can go to Exodus. We can go to Revelation 21. We can speak about them, wise and fair, foolish virgins. All of the virgins are Christians. There's five wives and five
fools.
Brethren, let us not be fools. God is in the
business.
Calling His sons.
Hallelujah.
And brethren, if you desire to be the son, if you desire to be son, you need to go down on your knees. You need to educate yourself before the Lord. You need to repent, brethren. There are specific things God wants you to confess and get rid of. Because brethren, the calling is magnificent and great. But
it
has to pay with everything you have. I'll hand it back to Brother Abraham if you want to invite people to pray or something. I'll leave it to your hand. God bless you.